Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate you so very much. So over the last couple of days, we have been talking all things strategy. In human design, when we talk about strategy, we are talking about the way in which we can best use our energy to move with flow, not force. I will just mention that in episode 6 to 10, we covered off the different energy types. So if you missed those, go and take a listen, because once you become familiar with the energy types, and more specifically your energy type, your strategy is a lovely layer that sits on top of that. Today's episode is all about the magical manifestor strategy, which is to inform. Let's dive in. Okay, beautiful manifestors, let's talk about your strategy, which is to inform. And here's a fun fact for you. Your strategy is actually a technique. So how does it work? I shared in the manifestor energy type episode, which was episode 9, that manifestors have a closed and repelling energy that is designed to impact or initiate action. So once they have an idea, they can lock in their goal and go into surge mode. And their energy type is designed to move any resistance out of their path in this process. And this is why manifestors have the strategy to inform. They are simply giving people a heads up of what they are about to do so that they can move any resistance out of their way or inspire those who want to join in to do so. And it actually helps the other energy types feel more at ease with where they are going and what they are about to do. Every time a manifestor can honor their surge, they bring things to life that the people in their environment can be passionate about. You can see how this would play out so well in a partnership at school or in a team. But I can also see how this might also not work and some ways to troubleshoot that. So firstly, I cannot stress this enough. Informing is not asking permission or seeking feedback. So it's really important that as a manifestor, if you are working on something and you are keen to bounce something around, a really helpful way to do this is if you actually preface your conversation with like, hey, I'm going to be working on XYZ. Do you mind if I talk through some ideas? I'm not actually looking for feedback, but I just want to hear myself talk it through so that I can get some clarity about where I'm heading. Because if you do launch into, hey, I've got this idea, I really do want to do this, and you haven't prefaced it, any unsolicited or uninvited feedback to you as a manifestor, especially when you're in a creation process, is an instant, like, short circuit to your spark, and it completely dulls your power. And the manifestors that I've shared this with thus far, when they have taken it away and applied it, they have all come back and said, wow, oh my God, this feels so good. I informed rather than seeking permission. And yes, while manifestors really do have that just leave me to it, let me go off and do my own thing type of energy, and if we apply our education lens, there are just going to be times where you might receive feedback and you are obviously going to have to ask permission for some things. So I'm even thinking simple things like report writing. Your report buddy or your exec who are editing your reports are going to read through those and they're going to give you feedback. There is no avoiding that. And I'm not sure about you, but if I wanted to organize an excursion, I needed to apply and seek approval for that. But again, it's an awareness thing. And if we are aware of the energy types and the strategies that go along with them that we are working with, then we can deepen our understanding and awareness of each other. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. Again, and I think I used a similar example in the Manifestor Energy type episode. If you are working with a grade partner or you're a part of a team and you feel an urge and surge coming, imagine being able to voice that and say, hey, like, heads up, I'm going to smash through the next few weeks of programming. I'll shout out if I need anything. As a projector, firstly, I appreciate the heads up because maybe I've just used my short focused burst of energy and I am in a rest period. So seeing my grade partner quite literally start a sprint without a heads up could easily push me into A, either blowing out my energetic boundaries to try and keep up, or two, a spiral of overwhelm thinking, oh my God, I need to get this stuff done too. But being informed could also initiate me into action. And I might end up saying, cool, well, I'll jump on and get the English done or the art done or whatever it is that I'm responsible for. The best time for a manifestor to inform is after they've made the decision on whatever it is that they're initiating or working on, but before they act on it. So let's talk about why manifestors might not inform. Because it does sound easy, right? Giving people a heads up, but not so much, because often manifestors have been conditioned to avoid their strategy out of fear of upsetting someone, fear it may cause confrontation, that someone may feel that they are trying to control the situation, or they simply might not inform because they fear that they will be met with resistance or rejection. A manifestor's natural energy that pushes outwards can sometimes trigger others into a defensive response when they don't use their informing strategy correctly. One of the best pieces of advice that I have learned and shared with manifestors is to make a list of people who your decisions are going to impact the most. Then, when you do drop into that urge and surge mode, give them a heads up. Let them know what you are doing so that they are kept in the loop. Every manifestor that I have shared this with has firstly laughed because they almost instantly can share multiple examples of how they have sprung into action and then gone, whoops, I forgot to tell XYZ that I was doing that. And the second reaction usually is, this is so great, I'm going to go and write a list straight away. And I can see this as being really powerful for our manifestor teachers and educational leaders too, especially when it comes to your contribution as a grade partner or team member. Simply giving the heads up to those who need to know. Keep them informed and it will help shift that resistance so you have a clear run during your surge time. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. I am always up for a chat. So if you'd like to message me or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.